understanding about radioactivity between individuals. Opinions are divided within families, within the workplace, schools, and regions. And now some individuals are no longer able to raise their opinions. Some citizens feel that people who have evacuated their homes should be regarded as those who have abandoned their hometown. Some say that people who have evacuated their hometown are discriminated against as suffering from radiation exposure. People are now very confused. Obvious discrimination is rare, but it exists. This is caused by fear, anger, and ignorance, or lack of information about radioactivity in a range of a few hundred kilometers in prefectures neighboring where the nuclear explosion took place. Were the circumstances or confusion which were being experienced in Japan that I mentioned up to now caused by an earthquake for the first time in the world, or were they caused by the Japanese government? No, similar events or confusion have occurred in the United States and Russia in the past. It seems that the huge nuclear industry tends to continue to maintain their system, even after a disaster has taken place. The use of atomic power always goes hand in hand with the threat of nuclear exposure in all processes, including uranium mining, fuel plants, generation plants, and the storage of nuclear waste. There is always a constant risk of a disaster which can destroy lives and contaminate the natural environment for many years into the future. It is time that those of us from Fukushima accept that this has happened and appeal to you to prevent this from occurring again anywhere in the world. I sincerely hope to hear from you in a very near future that South Africa has become absolutely free from nuclear power. Thank you very much, Mia Bonga and Paya Dante.
Thank you very much. All of the members are also time conscious. You had a heavy day. Can I appeal? Can I really appeal? If there's anything you want to participate, let's really ask questions. The issue of nuclear energy has just been made public recently by the executive, particularly the Minister for Energy. As usual, we as Parliament will engage in that matter according to a program which will all work out. So please, let us not confuse making comments now for something which we will still handle appropriately as Parliament. The usual practice of the old members, if there are presentations of this nature, we call people from various companies, we call the public, we make them good. Could be public hearing, could be any other form. The only reason why we had this special arrangement was because Ms. Ayako is all the way from Japan, and obviously she's here for a limited time. And we have our own program, and which we're testing now as Parliament. That's the only reason. So let me really appeal, let us ask questions or clarifications, and let's keep anything and everything else for the time when this very committee will address the issue of nuclear energy in its fullest. I promise you that will happen, definitely. But nothing will be hidden or left opaque about handling nuclear energy by this Parliament. Any questions, honourable member?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, this was a very informative discussion. Probably one, as you say, maybe thank you very much to the presenter in giving us at least a light of what has transpired in Fukushima. And maybe we must reiterate the message from our government, sort of the government, that we still send our condolences to the families who lost their lives and their friends and family. And we really feel their pain. The aspect that I want to maybe get a clarity now is that what kind of energy are they using currently in Japan? Because that's a concern that I want to understand. What are they using now? And if I hear you clearly, you're saying you are going all around the world to stop people from using nuclear. What is your recommendation in terms of what the other countries should be able to use? And then moving forward, South Africa is a country that is intending to use the mixed energy. What do you think in terms of our current state? Currently as we speak, we're using nuclear energy being kicked off. And if you can shut down the currency, people will suffer. It has happened that it has been shut down a little bit when there was this shortage of electricity. And most of the people, business-wise, they got affected. So if I can just get clarity around the search.
Honourable members, can I appeal? Let's stick mainly to questions. Let's not open up an open plan with comments. I really am very sensitive to this. I'm very much appealing. This is an information sharing session. This is an information sharing session. Let us save our comments and other things for when we're going to be handling nuclear energy in its fullest. We cannot escape it. We are Parliament. We are part of the state. We are the legislature. So we will have to handle the issue of nuclear energy something inescapable. What we are having here is an information sharing session from people or from someone who comes from the commission. Okay, over to you, Ms. Ayako.
Thank you very much for your question. Currently, the moment, Japanese has 54 nuclear reactors. Because the citizens do not agree continue operating those 54 reactors at the moment, gradually they're stopping those reactors. As conclusion, up until now, 52 out of 54 reactors been shut down. So there are only two reactors operating at the moment, and those remaining two reactors will be shut down within a few months. However, we do not suffer from the shortage of power. And we are very aware of energy saving conscious at the moment, because we cannot just rely on electricity now. We know that, we all know that now. So we do not have any load shedding, and we can save electricity. So this is my answer to you. Do I answer your question, sir?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you very much for the information, which although it's heartbreaking to hear that the place is contaminated by radioactive. As you're saying, the children can't play outside because of the radioactive material outside, even on the roof. Is it causing any diseases at this moment? Are the people dying now at this moment? Thank you.
Let's have a different approach. So let's see, our visitors are not recording, so let's rather help them to answer each question. Sorry. I know the usual practice is different. Yes. Okay, over to you.
Okay. Officially, six engineers who were working in the plant after the disaster have passed away. However, there is no proof that those six operators died as a result of radiation exposure. In terms of the citizens, because the exposure level is not that large, it may affect in long time. So it could see some bad influence in 5 years, or it could be in 10 years or in 20 years. We do not know. However, less or no explosion, the better, obviously, and we do expect some type of standard or criteria that the government should establish. Thank you. Did I answer your question?
Honorable Freddy.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I'd like to apologize for coming late. I had to go to another meeting, and I really wanted to be here, because I think you know, I know the chair said we mustn't make comments, but don't worry, Chair, I won't go against that, because I know that you're particularly worried for the last person on this issue. But I just wanted to say that, I mean, I think it is very brave of you to come all the way to South Africa and share your story with us, which I think, and it's a story that needs to be heard by all South Africans and by all peoples of the world. I think we were all very shocked by what happened last year, and I think we all saw the images. And unfortunately, I think when the images passed away, you know, it drifted away from our consciousness. But I think you're waiting that to the legacy that lives on in Japan, and I think that is great. What I do want to ask, though, is from an energy point of view, you say that 52 of your 54 reactors have been shut down. I mean, I find that amazing if that is the case, because what have you replaced that energy with? Are you using other energy sources such as gas or such as renewables? What is it that has been able to fill the gap, such a sizable gap, in such a quick space of time? So I think that would be really interesting to find out.
Okay. Thank you. I do not know the technical side of the reason, but all I know is that the Japanese always plan ahead. So when they were generating electricity, they used to generate much more than they needed. So perhaps they have some excessive electricity stored, or they plan also that the peak of the electricity in Japan is the summertime. But their generation of the capacity of the generation is even more than the peak time capacity. So they even did the calculations as well, mathematical calculations, and they knew before the summer came, the summer comes this year, that they will have enough electricity available. And also after the disaster struck last year, Japanese had not planned any new any source of the power plant in terms of nuclear or coal or whatever. So the only thing that we improved within this past 1 year is perhaps the saving energy capability among the citizens. Thank you very much.
There are just over 435 nuclear plants currently in the world, and another 63 without looking at South Africa, another 63 being in progress of getting to board. But when I do read your executive summary, there's a sentence that says a failure to establish and enforce appropriate nuclear safety standards and a failure to ultimately protect the public and environment. Would you argue that in cases where government does have correct procedure and safety procedures, that nuclear reactors can work?
This is too technical a question to answer, so I would like to forward this answer to Rihanna. Is that all right?
Who? Oh. Is he also from Japan?
Okay, the report that the honourable member is referring to was produced by Greenpeace International. So Ms. Ayako doesn't know the content of that because it's in English.
Okay, I'll allow Rihanna to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. My name is think three out of third have from Phoenix International have contributed to the report of the question. If I understand correctly, the question is if there would be correct safety procedures, whether nuclear would be acceptable. If you would read the whole report, then you'll see that there's more systemic failures than just the control on safety procedures. It's an important one. And it shows that if you have the strong links between the nuclear regulators, industry, and the government who promote nuclear energy, that it is very difficult to keep those safety standards. And of course, it will be much, much better if you separate those. Again, has a good control on nuclear safety. It doesn't, however, mean that the rest of all the problems with nuclear energy will be acceptable. You still have the problem that the nuclear industry is not able to assess the risks of nuclear accidents. They have always said that a risk of an accident is in the order of 1 in 10 or 100,000 years. But if you look at the experience, you've seen accidents about once every decade so far. That's just one example that shows that the safety procedures that the industry has are not sufficient, and the model has not been changed. It doesn't look like the industry is planning to change that. Apart from that, there's of course all the other disadvantages to nuclear energy that are probably those have to be here because it's being expensive, the nuclear waste being fueled where there's no solution to those kinds of things.
So I just want to read from this book just one sentence. We say the key causes of nuclear accidents lie in the institutional failures of political influence and industry-led regulation. It was a failure of human institutions to acknowledge the real reactor risk, a failure to establish and enforce appropriate nuclear safety standards, and a failure to ultimately protect the public and the environment. I think the failure, when you said the failure by politicians to address this issue, climate. Does this mean that if they did, we could not be talking to the problem which we are faced with today without necessarily dismantling the nuclear?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, that is probably true. What is one of the examples that you will read in the report is that the risk of an earthquake of this size and the risk of a tsunami of this size was known beforehand to TEPCO, the nuclear operator, but also to the nuclear regulator, to the government. And they have failed to take action and adapt the nuclear plant accordingly to protect the plant from those kinds of risks. So they knew the risk, but they just haven't taken the measures. So if that would have been done, this accident could have been prevented.
Well, anyway, that's our case for today as well. Because of transport, and we after that committed ourselves will be finished by 4:45, and we are actually running 5 minutes over our deadline. Well, let me say, Sayako, once again, very better. Also, our condolences once again. Anyone death anyway, particularly for a country like Japan, which has friendly relations with us. I think if I remember well, our speaker for the National Assembly has just been to Japan. And Gagaslav as well. You know, we've got who asked a question, so I'm sure that he has very, very vivid memories of Japan, and I envy him. so our condolences. However, I just want to warn, the reason for us to open up for this is in our practice as this new democrat. And I hope and trust and appeal to Greenpeace not to abuse the platform we have provided them in future. For them to put in allude to issues in South Africa when they know that we hold public meetings, I'm not taking kindly to that. If you're not here, you can take it to the highest level in this country or to the parliament. We are an open government, you know, and we have an obligation to ensure that all various components and sectors of the government have an input before something is finalized. And I'm sure you know I have both the constitutional and the political duty to ensure on such a sensitive thing. When you start speaking in things, now remember one thing. If you come to me again in future, how will I react to you? Because you bring in things, when you said you will share from someone from Fukushima, and that's all. And believe you me, unless the powers that be say otherwise. But as far as my duty, assigns me and directs me, at the right time, will be handling the issue of nuclear energy. Only so. You know, there's a policy on it, there's a program, and even recently, the very fact that the minister has said something means it is bound to come. We're not going to run away from the fact that nuclear energy is a sensitive issue. And we will handle it as South Africans, as we usually handle sensitive things, very robustly. Ensure that there's a panel of ideas from all quarters. We have this room or whatever other room full with different people making input, and we'll come up to some form of consensus one way or another. Even if it's not, but the government would have to conclude its position on this. For Mr. Yako, whilst I'm thanking you, we also have, once the disaster happened, we went to our own nuclear power station, Kube. We just had a brief from them as to what are they doing about the safety. We still expect a report from them. Logically, we will also link that report with the report that comes from Fukushima, because it has been said that the report has come out by the International Atomic Energy, you know, agency. You know, we will handle all of those things, and we will work harder with you. We will handle the public, as they say, and I cannot sit here and predict what will happen. But the only thing I can predict is that we will be transparent and open enough in handling this matter. For now, thank you very much for sharing with us your experiences. And I'm sure honorable members, maybe as an afterthought when you read the document, other questions may be triggered. You're welcome. Here is the committee secretary through Greenpeace. We can still follow up with those things because there's a lot of things. There are social aspects, there's this and that that come out of this. That's why even today I thought other members from other committees would come, where maybe because it was in a sense when people felt they just take the first bus and go home and take a rest. Greenpeace, thanks very much. And bear in mind, whether I would agree or not agree with you in the future, we've got both, I want to emphasize, a constitutional and a political obligation to engage with everyone and anyone to put forth their thoughts. But at the end of the day, we have to come to some position having weighed the pros and cons of any issue, not only this one. That's how we should think. Thank you very much, Greenpeace. Thank you very much, Sayako Origato. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Yuke. It's just a comment I made to you last year when we had the climate change conference in Parliament. You asked for the DVD and we're giving it to the portfolio committee to complete it. The first time we saw was not here until they complete. So, here's your copy now.
Alright, members, let's meet tomorrow to consider the State of Nation Address and the National Budget Speech. I'm sorry, it's not important today. Honorable Clarence Gordon. both these two, what the department will do will show us how do they talk to any people. That's in preparation for us to get the service plan and budget vote and all other things. Oligato, meeting is okay.